This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so if you just tuned in, good morning. So long story short, Charlotte just hung up with us and says she's a little offended because she always has her daughter's friend over, and apparently she's not interested in any of the food that Charlotte had to offer. So her daughter's friend's mom called DoorDash to deliver food to Charlotte's home in Victor. And Charlotte is now asking, am I nuts here and thinking that that was extremely rude? What do you guys think? I say 100% yes, because, you know, I mean, I grew up with an immigrant father who said, eat what's on the table or you move out. So,
right. Yeah, that's just not the way of this gentle parenting these days. And these participation trophies, that's just, things have changed.
And by the way, this mom, when she came to pick up her daughter from Charlotte's house, left Charlotte a list of food items that her daughter enjoys for the future. Because she's somewhat of a picky eater.
Wait, she left Charlotte? Wait, what?
The mom.
Charlotte?
Yes. Was like, these are some of the foods that
my
daughter likes to eat.
No.
That's where I was like, it's kind of rude. It's like, well, then why don't you go buy them?
But to your point, she did. You know what I mean? She did go buy them. She did DoorDash the food.
She DoorDashed a meal to her daughter.
So I guess she did. Yeah.
Listen, we'll get to some of your messages here. I just don't think it's Charlotte's responsibility to feed this woman's kid. She is being polite and offering, so this entitled little girl doesn't feel, you know, left out. But I think the lady just leaving a list along with DoorDashing a meal to Charlotte's home, I can see if Charlotte was a terrible cook, but I don't know if that's the case.
But I think, like, I don't know. I think you're making your own point. Like, I think you're going against your own point. You're saying it's not her responsibility to feed this child. And then the mom DoorDashes food. So, yeah, I guess it's not her responsibility. She has it all handled. So, I mean, like, where's the argument here? You know what I mean?
It's just completely rude. Like,
I'm not saying it's not rude. And if you have a very restricted diet and you're a pain in the ass eater, yeah, you should kind of be expected to bring your own food. Sorry.
Kim is here. She says, I think it's beyond rude. My daughter's friends are always at the house and usually they will stay for dinner. And if I ask them, but if one of their parents had food delivered to the house, I would just tell them to get out. This is pretty simple. People today are brave. If this child had a food allergy or if she's vegan, that would be understandable. But, does this mom also expect you to purchase those things after she gave you that list? I'm kind of confused. See, I don't know. I don't know what her.
This person says, in high school, I would go to my friend's house and her parents were vegan and other weird stuff. And they'd always cook different foods for dinner. I always knew that going into it, though. So if she doesn't like it, then don't go for dinner. I mean, I guess, but if you're there for a sleepover or there for a weekend, you're going to have some crossover of some meals.
I think if she's spending a weekend, I think there would be a conversation between the parents. You know what I mean? I think that would be planned ahead. Hey, look, these are some of the things my daughter won't eat, but I brought them for you. I supplied them. That totally makes sense. I don't know. I just grew up and I was raised like, hey, if you go over to your friend's house, whatever they're making, you eat it. You be respectful. That's just, I know times have changed. I get that.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, because people have so many food restrictions today and so many different, you know, like you said, vegetarian, vegan, what have you.
I don't agree with eating things just to be polite. That's not my vibe. I think that leads to a lot of issues down the line that I deal with on a near daily basis.
Probably.
So,
I mean, you're the most picky eater I've ever met.
I'm really not. Like, at all, actually. Because, like, I'll eat anything. I'll try any. I'm willing to try anything once, but I like what I like. I mean, just like you like what you like with dating, and you like what you like with this, and you like what you like with that. Like, I just think that kids are a lot, they have a lot more resources at the tip of their fingers now to do things like DoorDash. Like, that wasn't really an option when we were growing up. You could order a pizza, for sure.
Well, now you can't even get pizza delivered. It's DoorDash delivering the pizza. Right? I mean, unless you call Domino's.
I mean, I call Mark's. They'll come to your house.
I mean, you can't get anybody to deliver pizza today. So, yeah, you know, I know DoorDash is, that's...
This person says, I wouldn't want this girl over my house again. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. I don't want my kids thinking it's okay to do that unless they have an allergy.
Right. Unless you have a food restriction. Scott's here. Scott says, next time your daughter goes over to her friend's house, you should give the mom a list of requirements on how to keep your daughter comfortable. Room temperature needs to be a comfortable 71 degrees at all times. And I'm only interested in organic fruit snacks, nothing processed.
I don't know. I mean, just don't go over to friends' houses. Have people over to your house, if that's the case. If you're that worried about it.
You know, all the friends that came over to my house growing up, like after school and stuff, they always stayed for dinner, you know? But the food was always great. I don't know. And like, I remember one time I went over to my buddy's house and his mom made the most disgusting dinner I've ever had. And I sat there and ate it with a smile on my face. But man, that's when I came to the realization that my mother was a really good cook.
Yeah.
Because this woman, I was like, what is this? Is this like mud with carrots?
I mean, my friends love coming over to my house because we went out to dinner.
Yeah. Oh, your parents brought everyone out? See, that's quite the luxury.
Always.
Quite the luxury. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break here. Charlotte, let us know if you decide to have your daughter's friend over from here on out. We'd love to know. Thank you guys for all the messages. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Really not great news overnight. A security guard is expected to survive after being shot at JD Oxford's earlier this morning. Not great at all. Officers responded to reports of a shooting at the bar this morning, just before 2 a.m. And they determined that a 37-year-old security guard was breaking up a bar fight when a suspect fired at least one round, wounding the victim. RPD has not determined whether the victim was the intended target of the bullets or not, but obviously fled the scene before the police officers could arrive. Monroe Ave has been reopened for traffic, but it was closed down for a little bit there to obviously investigate the situation. Anyone with any information is asked to call 911 or Crime Stoppers at 423-9300.
Gotta do it.
Yikes.
Used to be a really great hangout back in the day.
Yeah, no, I won't go on Monroe. No, I'm all set.
Yeah.
All set on that. Think so.
Stay safe out there, you guys. We hate reporting the bad news, but like we say, we try to keep you informed. You know, just
what can we do? You know what I mean? What can we do?
Stay aware of your surroundings. This is really tough for a lot of people. How many of you are struggling on how to save money for your child's future? Our listener, Katrina, wrote in and is feeling somewhat, I guess you could say, extremely overwhelmed on where to even start. And even if you don't have kids, just trying to save money in general is overwhelming. And we are going to get someone on the phone who may be able to help, along with our getting over to our listener Katrina's message coming up next. That's on PXY Morning. Stay there. How are some of you planning to save for your child's financial future? And I think this is super relatable considering I've been asking the same question to my parents on how they plan on saving for my future, and I have yet to receive an answer.
But they're like, you're not getting a lick of anything we have, so.
It's like, come on.
We have nothing prepared for you.
I'm 40. Katrina, a longtime listener from Victor, sent us an email, and needless to say, she's in a panic on how to save for her kid's future. Take a listen to the message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I love you both. We love you. The panic has officially set in after having my second child on how to save for their future. We have a 9 and a 6-year-old, and both my husband and I have been living paycheck to paycheck until recently. We are somewhat financially stable now that we can put some monthly money away for our kids and hope to hand it to them when they turn 18, either for college or later for a house, for a down payment or whatever. Honestly, we're a little late to this, but we will do our best to help our kids. Initially, we thought a 529 would be best, but I believe it can only be used for educational purposes. What if my kid decides against college? Then we thought about Roth IRA. But at this point, I'm kind of at a loss. I tried speaking to a financial advisor, but felt like we didn't really get answers we were looking for. I'm just wondering if we can get some help on this, and also curious on how other parents are saving for their children's future. Thank you guys again for getting back to me. Love you. Okay, that came in from Katrina. I'm sure a lot of people listening going through the exact same thing she's going through. How do you save money for your children's future? Give us a call, 585-252-9800. If you personally have had success on how you've saved for your child's future, because I know this probably can feel extremely overwhelming
right.
when it comes to just trying to save a buck in general, let alone for your child. But this morning, I know we were lucky enough to get Breezy's dad on the phone with us, who's been a financial advisor for, I don't know, 60-plus years, something like that, Todd?
28. Come on, Moose. I'm not that old. I might look that old, but I'm not that old.
He popped out of the womb crunching numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Todd, good morning, man. Thanks for coming
out. Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, you're the best guy to talk to about this, because for anyone struggling to figure out where to start, like our friend Katrina is, what piece of advice would you have for anyone trying to save money for their child's future?
Well, Moose, I think the letter touches on two great vehicles for young couples. One is the 529 plan. As you know, you put money into the plan, and it grows tax deferred, and then if you use it for education, it is actually tax free when you take it out. And so, basically, I've set up numbers of plans over the years. I've got a great story. I did one many years ago. Lady put $40,000 in, and it grew up to $220,000, and covered basically her whole daughter's education.
In how much time?
Probably 13, 14 years.
That's it? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So what if your child decides against college?
Well, that's a great question. And actually, the tax code just changed in 2024, where the government came out with a really cool idea where it says, any unused 529 money can be used for a Roth conversion.
Got it.
Which means let's say you had $40,000 unused or whatever, and it doesn't have to be unused. It was never used for education, but you can convert the amounts that you can put in on an annual basis. So I forget the actual limit this year. I think it's maybe 5,000, 6,000 into a Roth.
Well, it's I think mine, the limit they capped it at was 6,000.
6,000. Well, and once you get over 50, you can put an extra little bit. You're not over 50 yet, are you, Moose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not yet, Tom.
No.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. but that's a very cool gesture by the government saying, look, you can convert to a Roth each and every year, and now, I mean, that's the best of both worlds, where any unused or if you don't use it, you can convert to a Roth. So that's really a good tool. And I think we've talked about this before when you had me on the air about financial stuff. The big thing is you got to get started with some nomination, $50, $100 a month, and as you know, once it starts going out the door, you don't even miss it.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask too. For a lot of people that do live paycheck to paycheck, it can seem so daunting to just try to find any amount of money to put aside when you know how desperately you need it each month.
Right.
So for people like living paycheck to paycheck, especially parents, what advice do you have for them?
Again, I think it's, you got to start, you got to find a way to fill the gap with either maybe pick up an extra shift or extra, you know, side hustle or whatever, but you got to find a way to do it.
Well, let's put this, I think what would help significantly is if you put it into perspective. Let's say somebody puts away $20 a month for a certain amount of time. What would that look like?
I tell you, I had a client just met with about 6 months ago. He was doing $50 a month for 20 years.
Okay.
And he had 65,000. I mean, now 65 is not a lot, but it's something, you know?
Yeah.
And now he's up. And now the other thing, he's like, you know, when you're investing in the capital investment markets, you can't be afraid of the ups and downs. I mean, I've had too many clients that get a little bit nervous and they're in the downtown. But in the long run, we know the capital markets, the stock market, will actually outperform almost any other investment tool out there.
And also, like, when I first started this job, when I got my first full-time job here 5 years ago, my dad's right. Like, if you put money away from the very start, you won't miss it, because he set all that up for me, and I only know it's gone when I get my taxes back. I'm like, that's what my paycheck's supposed to be? He's like, yeah, but this is all set up. And what do I have in my 401k right now? Like 30 grand?
Yeah, I mean, not to blow up Breezy's spot in her fight, but I mean, how long have you been working? I think she's over
5 years.
Yeah, 32,000 in her, and she's not doing a ton of it. I mean, I forget exactly how much she's putting in there.
Right.
But she's at 30 right now. So, and the old scene is you look for the double every 7 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think, you know, for a majority of us who live in California and New York State, I think it's only, it hits you when you really realize how much money you're making annually after you get your taxes back.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. As speaking of, Todd, and you can be transparent here with us. Do you feel that the government has our best interest at heart?
No, not at all. No.
Shoot it to us straight.
That's why we have elections every 4 years, and I'll leave it at that. But
But. Okay. So for all the parents listening that are trying to save up, the best way to do that is to just start, whether it's $10 a month or 20. Just set it aside and put it where? In a 529, or what would you recommend?
Oh, I would put in a 529. I would, you know, there's a couple different ways you go. If you're a little bit savvy, you pick a couple good funds, either a balanced fund or a growth fund, or you can, now they have these age-weighted funds saying, okay, I'm going to need it in 2060, and they kind of, you know, pick the different investment styles inside those.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Todd. Breezy's dad, everybody, financial advisor of 20-something years, and the one person that truly believes that the government is the biggest crook of all time.
I've told you, the Social Security system is the biggest Ponzi scheme going, so, okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
and there's that. Not us getting canceled. Not the government, not the FCC shutting our radio show down. Thanks, Dad. Money to put into my 401k.
Like you said yesterday. Like you said yesterday, we love an honest king.
We do.
All right, really hope that helped. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.